If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I read about Stacy's story in The Patch. Lauren Trout actually wrote it. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Are you doing well overall?
Yeah, we're doing a lot better, thankfully.
Oh, thank God. I just wanted to feature your story because I know when there's a stranger that helps, in your case, saved your life, you probably want to at least say hi or thank that person in some form, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me the story. Is it Christmas Eve of last year?
It was Christmas Eve of last year. I had left my house, went to a gas station to clean out my car in preparation of the new baby and to have my trunk ready for all the Christmas gifts for my son. And I was there by myself. I started vacuuming out the front seat. I went to the back seat and all of a sudden I was in an ambulance. I don't remember anything.
Wow. But we do know that you collapsed, right?
Yes. Yes.
And how pregnant were you at the time?
36 weeks and
oh my gosh.
4 days.
Oh, my gosh. You were nesting. You're getting everything clean for the baby, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. How is the baby?
She's beautiful. She's perfect. She's 4 months old now.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. So at some point, you're vacuuming out the back seat. You collapse.
Yes.
And they say you're on the ground. And tell me what happened that you're being told next.
In the ambulance, all I remember is them asking me if I have seizures, and I just remember screaming, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was afraid of them giving me anything that was dangerous for the baby.
I'm imagining at 36 weeks, it was pretty obvious you were pregnant, though, right?
Well, yes and no. I'm a bigger girl, so it wasn't 100% noticeable.
Right. You never know, you know,
and
yeah, you don't want the first thing they do in that ambulance is put in an IV and you don't know what they're going to administer next. My God.
Right.
So tell me, did they tell you that somebody called 911 or someone discovered you?
They had said that somebody found me on the ground at the gas station and that I had passed out. And they asked me if I had seizures. They thought maybe I'd had a seizure and then come to find out it was my blood pressure shot through the roof.
And we now know it was a brain aneurysm.
Yes.
My gosh. Thank God you survived. Your baby girl survived. And that person who dialed 911 who found you, you want to find them, right?
I do. I just want to say thank you. And so they saved two lives because I would not be here. And my daughter certainly wouldn't have made it without them.
Yeah. Male or female?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. We don't know at all. You have no recollection. And so it was a self-serve car wash. There wasn't anybody there, huh?
Not that I remember.
Wow. That's crazy. So tell everybody where the car wash is so they can help spread the word and we can find you this person.
It's the Gas and Wash in Timmy Park. I believe it's 191st. Just south of 191st.
Okay. And Harlem is a crossroad, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so Harlem and somewhere 191st, 194th, somewhere in there.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me about your recovery. How long was that? And I would imagine how long?
I was airlifted to Rush Medical Center, and I was in the hospital 16 days in the ICU unit. My daughter was in the NICU. And I had 4 brain surgeries and a C-section in those 16 days.
Oh, my God, Stacy. Oh, you are a miracle. Your baby's a miracle. So when you got to Rush, did they take the baby immediately then?
No, she was born on Christmas Day. So I got there Christmas Eve. They had to come up with the best plan because the neuro team wanted my blood pressure down, but the baby team needed other things addressed. So I was trying to get them to come together to figure out the best plan for me and for baby.
Oh, my gosh. I understand her name is Piper. How sweet.
It is.
So you suffer brain aneurysm on Christmas Eve. She is born via cesarean section. And were you conscious at that point the next day or were you unconscious?
I don't remember anything. I don't remember her birth. I don't remember hearing her cry for the first time. My mom was in the delivery room with me. And she was there through it all, but I have no memory of her being actually born.
Wow. Wow, what a miracle.
I don't remember seeing her the next day, other than pictures and videos. I don't remember it.
Suffered a stroke. Oh, my gosh. Who's in the background helping you with the conversation? Who's in the background?
I had a mini stroke. My sister, sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's the whole family story. So, the aneurysm caused a stroke?
Yes, it did.
Wow. You are a warrior. You are a survivor. I mean, I'm sure you've done the searches and you know how many people succumb to brain aneurysms, but you survived. Your baby was delivered and she's healthy, and you must be filled with so much gratitude.
I am, and I really would just like to thank this person personally from me that without them calling 911.
Yeah, and in the
And my son wouldn't have his mom still.
Right. And how old is your son?
4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. And does the car wash not have security cameras or anything? They couldn't roll back the camera?
We're trying to get a hold of the security footage. I've spoken with the manager, and he's been trying to contact his corporate office to see if we can get the videos.
Wow. So I understand that
as well, because it's a missing piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, sometimes I don't know, Stacey, if that will ever come back. I had a bit of an accident, and we talked to a doctor and a psychologist about it. And they said sometimes in that moment, your brain is actually protecting you by not allowing you to relive that memory. And in your case, it might just be gone because it's a brain aneurysm. But Yeah, I want to help you find this person, too. And it is hard.
I really appreciate that.
Because you don't know if it's a male or a female. So once again, you guys, the patch said 194th in Harlem. You said 191st.
It's right between there.
Okay. Okay. And the name of the place again?
The Gas and Wash.
The Gas and Wash. Okay. All right, because I know we'll get people calling and saying, hey, tell me the name of the place. And so whoever that is that called 911, we need to find that person. And it helps give you, I know you've got a lot of gratitude, but not closure, but geez, that person saved your life. And they might not even know it. They might think that you just passed out.
Yeah.
My gosh. Well, it's really nice to meet you. What a beautiful story of survival. And I'm so happy that you're well, that your son still has his mama, and that your baby girl got to come home a day before you. Oh, my gosh. What a story.
I really appreciate it.
I wish you well. I really do. And I'm really confident that we can amplify your story and find that person for you.
Thank you so much for all your help.
All right. Be well, Stacey.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, you guys?